Yes.
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 People say.
What do people say, Andrew? It seems you forgot that
people
one
say
time.
People say what? People say words.
We're people, and
we say
words.
The words.
And that's all that this is.
Is it like, really small for some reason? Is there...
I don't know. Maybe we're not talking?
Are we... It's... Oh, you probably just zoomed out. That's...
Wait, hold on. Let's just pause. Let's do a... Maybe we're just talking at normal velocities. Hello?
Perhaps.
I don't know. It's working. Everything's fine. Nothing is ruined.
Nobody panic. Everybody okay.
Everyone upvote.
This is, this
episode 11
of People Say Words.
Our podcast, of which Andrew will describe the rules, because I did it last time.
So how the podcast works, essentially, and by essentially I mean completely, is we get six questions that are...
harvested from the souls of the innocent!
And then written down, and then...
by our contents and logistics manager!
And numbered...
with numbers!
Numbered 1 through 6, we roll our random number generator to create which order we do the questions in. This week, we have 6 questions. 5 of the questions were actually given to us by outside
people
source.
That we harvested the souls from on Facebook! Soul transfer!
And then the 6th one was given to us by our...
Should we do our special thank you?
Oh,
now?
Yeah, you want to do it? Go ahead, Lane. You do our special thank you.
People Say Words would like to do a super special thank you to Toby, last name I don't know, for allowing us to pay Podomatic, to have our actual show on existence. So thank you, Toby.
Thanks, Toby.
For believing in us, when I'm pretty sure that no one else does.
Yeah, it's a slim crowd.
If you believe in me and the podcast, send People Say Words an email. Or I'm going to stop at episode 15.
This has been an ongoing threat that he will stop at episode 15. Although it was an ongoing threat that he would stop earlier.
Immediately.
Yeah.
That I would not do it.
You also said the same thing when we were like going to move in together and I offered you to move in with me.
No, I didn't
move in together.
I never said no. I just said...
You said, Andrew, get your shit together then talk to me. And so I did.
You show me.
Like,
you
oh.
Show me a quote of that.
Dude, actually, I have a witness. Keith was a witness to it.
Was I drinking?
I don't know, probably.
If I was drinking, it doesn't count.
Okay.
No, I never said no, because like that month was a whole clusterfuck for me.
Right. Anyway, thanks, Toby. You're
you saved the podcast. You saved Christmas.
You saved Christmas.
You didn't save Christmas, you just saved our shitty podcast. So
which is,
everyone thank Toby.
If you know a Toby.
Clapping.
Thank him.
Or her. In
or her, yeah, because it's a...
Sorry, Toby, but it's technically a name that could be used for both genders.
Gender neutral, isn't it?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
So you thank all Tobys that you know. Toby Maguire. Toby...
Esquire?
I think there's a porn star with Toby in the name.
Really?
Statistically, yes. Sorry, Toby. This is... Thanks, Toby!
Toby the porn star.
Okay.
You're a gem.
Maybe. Okay, should we commence?
Yeah, what do you go first? Go for it. Wait!
It's too late. Yeah, we did.
No, we did. Did we?
Yeah, we did.
I see this every time.
We did. You did.
Oh, I did.
You
I
literally
did.
Just
I did.
Did. Number one.
I listened to one of our podcasts.
I'm reading.
And I actually explained it twice. I was like, wow. I really want to make sure we all... Wait, what's the date today?
No, I wrote in font equivalent size 20 times New Roman so you can read my beautiful writing. Don't tell lies, Megan. Don't tell lies to people.
That's our logistics and communications
manager. Number one, would you rather have knives for fingers or penises for fingers? From Jessica. Should we fake names?
No, you can get first names.
Okay, right. Okay, I guess we're not doing fake names.
No.
From bleep!
By the way, Toby's isn't his real name. You know, it's
a fake name?
Yeah, Toby's a fake... No, it's a real name.
It's a real fake name. okay, wait, I just want to see one thing, because these bars do... God. Okay, now it's working. And we're back, and everything is weird with the computer box today. Number one, oh yeah, penises or... hand penises or knife penises? No.
So wait, read the question again. It's knives for penis?
Knives for fingers.
Knives for fingers.
Or penises for fingers. knives or penises. Four fingers.
Would you rather be Edward Scissorhands?
Or Edward Penis Hands.
Or Edward's Porno Boy.
Edward Penis Hands. I feel like that would be a better porn parody. Edward Penis Hands? I wonder if that's a thing. Statistically, penis. There is... Well, it could be Edward Dildo
Hands. I feel like there's a 60% chance that
I'd say there's a 100% chance okay. that there's a porn parody of Edward Scissorhands.
Where he has penises for
Or
fingers.
It might be like Edward Scissoring Hands, and it's a lesbian thing.
Oh, haha, I see. Play on words.
Yeah.
Very nice. Very nice.
You do first.
You do you.
No, you can't say that. That's a clap. That's an edit.
Oh man, this is a weird question. You know, I'd probably say scissors for hands. Yeah, I think I'd probably go scissors.
Now why
scissors for hands.
Would you not want penises for hands?
Because it is
That would bring cock slap to
a whole new level.
That would be like five levels. Not only can you back, you could do cock backhand.
Forehand.
Cock high five.
Yeah, I think you just explained why I don't want penises on my fingers.
Yeah.
It's just so weird. And imagine if you got aroused. You couldn't be able to bend your knuckles. You wouldn't be
like,
able to bend your penis.
It'd be really funny if you were like skiing or typing or doing something that you needed your hands really bad and you just got awkward boner. And
what, do you
just
need
like,
your hands or something? You mean like everything?
Yeah.
You're doing and you got awkward boner hands?
Like you can't move.
And all your fingers?
They're taut.
Now imagine trying to masturbate and all of a sudden you got aroused. You wouldn't be able to make a fist. Oh, that's disgusting. Lane was putting his fingers in his mouth.
It's the easiest way to blow yourself.
Oh, Lane.
Okay, another
thing is,
I would say no.
After watching Edward Scissorhands, you know, not being socially incapable as well, having actual social skills, and knowing how to use scissors for fingers, I think it would be actually like really useful to be able to do stuff with it. It would be awful and terrible, and everyone would think you're constantly playing a character, Edward Scissorhands. It's just like, oh, it's just dressed
for me,
up.
I would just emulate Edward Scissorhands. It'd be all fine.
You just like go like
I'd do the whole
white
thing.
Face and funky hair and leather outfit.
I've already got the social awkwardness down. So boom, checkmate.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to edit the podcast anymore though.
I'd probably figure out a way.
Voice control.
No, I'd like
giant hand.
Yeah.
Giant gloves that go over your scissors, and then a giant keyboard.
It's called sheaths. You get sheaths.
Sheaths for your scissors. If you had scissors, would you get them sharpened regularly?
Probably not.
Really? I would.
Wait, could I get them amputated?
You get them taken off. You go nubs.
And then I could get robot fingers.
Sure.
So there we go. Boom. Chop my fingers off with one hand. Keep one scissor hand. Right one for me.
Really?
I'm
left-handed. Sorry.
Jerks with scissors in Spanish.
Hey, look, the pun it went
there
normal.
We peaked. Yeah, when I screamed.
Right.
That was an onomatopoeia for me masturbating with scissor hands.
Oh God. Yeah. Now, can you imagine a life with penis fingers? What would that be like? Would you actually have control over them, or would they just be floppy all the time?
I would...
Would you be able to bend them like a knuckle?
Oh, God.
Would you have knuckles in your fingers?
I'd say no. Like, if you think about it, like, it would actually be... Oh, that would be awful. Even flaccid... I'm imagining, like, erect penises.
No, imagine
like,
flaccid penises.
Yeah, that would be, like, awful. Like, just like... Oh, that's way worse.
We should really have a videotape this one. This podcast.
This would make a very good video.
Because our finger...
We're doing a lot of finger motions. Yeah, no, there's no. I'm also on board with scissor hands.
Yeah,
there's no advantage to having penis
hands. Fingers.
No,
except Andrew, for the fact that you were like a porn star.
Here's a question. Oh yeah, totally. Yeah, okay, yeah, that's a good. That's there's a
so
one
you went into, like porn. You'd be the most popular, well-known porn star ever, probably.
You'd be a niche. It'd be
a,
now. Here's
it'd
a question,
a niche.
Andrew.
It'd be a weird-ass niche.
If you were cursed with penis fingers, would you? You would never put those fingers in your mouth.
No, get them cut off.
Ew, God. Ugh. Let's say that you can't cut them off. You never.
What?
Let's say just hypothetically.
I don't feel comfortable talking about this.
So that's a yes.
I would not put them in my mouth.
You would not put your penis finger in your mouth?
No.
Not even as like an experiment.
Penises are dirty.
okay, well then you're not washing properly. If that's the case. Because it's...
No, I would not. I would not.
Interesting.
I genuinely would not.
Okay.
I just... Yeah. No.
But they're your... It's like if you got a clone, would you suck the dick of a clone of you? It's the same. Is that gay or is it masturbation?
But it's not you. It's a clone of you.
It's a clone of you.
Now, in exchange, does he suck you
off? Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does.
So you need to suck him off.
Yeah, and he gives you one as well.
Well, you know what? Some of us aren't that desperate, so I'm going to say no.
Well, okay. You homophobe. You clonophobe.
You clonohomophobe.
No, just clonophobe.
No, I am. No.
I would not suck a clone dick of myself, but I probably, if I had penis fingers, I'd probably try it at least once.
And that's all it takes to get hooked. It's a it's a gateway finger.
Oh no, it's a gateway penis. Suddenly I'm completely hooked on sucking penis, cock.
And all of your fingers have rashes on them.
Why would they have rashes?
Because you suck them so hard,
that they're like blistered.
Yeah,
I don't think.
Works. I think if you like popped a blood blister, it's like giving a hickey, right? Same idea.
What?
Never mind.
Okay, this question has gone off track a lot.
Thanks, Jessica, for the.
That's a classic. That's a classic.
I don't know if I've ever heard that question.
I've heard variations. It's usually penis or something.
Penis or something. Penis finger or something.
All right, should we do another one?
Yeah, here we go.
You're up, bud. By the way, the consensus was scissor hands, yes. Not penis hands.
No, as much as we talked about it, scissor hands. Six. Oh, this is our favorite. Mm. We should say this for last.
We're already doing movie title? Okay.
Yeah, I know. All right, everybody's favorite question. Create the plot for the movie.
Edward and the Invisible Penis Hands.
The Unlocked Door.
The Unlocked Door. Okay, I've got an idea.
You go first. I went first in the last one.
Okay, my idea is it's going to be a documentary on prostitution in Amsterdam. Or in general. It's going to be in... Wait, it says plot, right? I guess I can't write a plot to...
Yeah, it's create a plot.
Oh, damn it. Okay. Then it's a fictional documentary.
Good choice.
About a prostitute who lives in Amsterdam, and it's the memoirs of her life.
Wow.
From the point where she becomes a prostitute because of the desperation of the lacking of funding to feed her starving grandmother who has ALS. It's a tragedy. It's a Greek tragedy. Mm. It's an Amsterdamian tragedy. And then we go through her life through the debaucherous underbelly of the prostitute world. And then it all culminates... when she dies.
Okay.
From something innocuous, like, I don't know. She gets attacked. She gets attacked by a guy with scissor hands. And then she chokes on a guy with penis hands.
Oh.
I don't know.
You got real sincere and serious there for about 30 seconds.
And I was like, pull up, I need comedy.
Chris took a real right turn there.
something serious in it that would happen in a tragedy. She dies from typhoid fever.
Right, right.
That's my plot.
Mm, it's a good movie. It's heart touching.
Yeah, it would touch your heart in ways that you didn't want to be touched.
Just like the penis fingers.
Yes.
You shake hands with them.
Like you would shake hands and like they would start to get aroused, and so they would like.
We're
like,
never going to get off this topic. It's disgusting.
Well, we know what the episode is called now. Penis fingers.
Oh, so gross. Okay. Mine isn't gross either. Mine's actually about, like it's about a guy who gets trapped in, like, purgatory.
Okay.
And it's, like, it starts off, like, he's living his life in Earth or whatever, and totally normal, shot like a normal movie. Something happens, still has to be written, gotta figure that out. He goes to purgatory.
Hit by a car. Killed by Edward Penishand.
Correct. And he goes to purgatory.
Right.
And purgatory is just him, first person, one shot. The second shot is like a single aerial view, like a isometric view, like an angled view in on the scene.
Sure.
And it's just him in a labyrinth of unlocked doors. And he just keeps opening doors, trying to figure out how to get out.
Okay.
And he knows, like, he's given a clue that there is a way out, and one door does lead to an exit.
So it's like a labyrinth thing?
Yeah, it's like a, yeah.
Are there other characters?
No, it's just him.
Are there musical numbers?
No.
Does David Bowie have, like, a big penis going on?
David Bowie penis fingers!
David Bowie!
No, so
you're
he just goes through.
You're in my maze, you little shit.
But then he gets to the last door,
uh-huh,
and it's locked.
Okay.
And he can't get
it open. I have one critique with your answer.
Go for it.
The movie is called The Unlocked Door. And this labyrinth is full of unlocked doors, except for one door. singular, which is locked.
So it's an oxymoron. I flipped it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So.
Two thumbs down. Roger Ebert says two thumbs down.
Rotten Lane says.
At least... have a little bit of David Bowie. Like,
David Bowie.
I will turn you into the Prince of Eternal Stench, Andrew.
Just every now and then he opens the door to a room with 100 other doors, and David Bowie's in the middle singing one of his songs, and you get a 30-second clip.
Dance.
So we can't give more than 30 seconds, otherwise we get copyright lawsuits. We only give, like, up to 30 seconds, and then he goes through the next door before
Wait,
it keeps
can
going.
Can you do multiple bouts of 30 seconds?
Yes. Oh, the same song? No.
So you get, I guess, like, three or four? There's not that many songs in Labyrinth.
No, I wouldn't just use Labyrinth. I'd use all of David Bowie's
music. Oh, okay. I was just going for a Labyrinth thing.
So, like he would go through all of David Bowie's historic music. Everything David Bowie ever written.
Wait, I wonder how many songs does he think he has? Do you think he has 90 minutes of 30-second clips?
I think he has at least an hour of 30-second clips. Probably.
So it's opening unlocked doors, and then 30 seconds of David Bowie.
Yeah, and then the guy just, like, swearing and yelling and angry and asking David Bowie how he gets out. And then either 30 seconds goes up and David Bowie disappears, or he just runs to the next room.
Mm. All right, I'd watch that if I was drunk.
Yeah.
And, like, there was nothing else on Netflix.
But it's got to be another way that it ends. You can't just hit, like, a locked door and then it's, like, pfft, game over.
No, like, it starts panning out and he's at, the center of the labyrinth, and then it just goes on and on and on and on until, like, it's just, you can't even tell what's going on.
Yeah, that's where the whole, like, idea of, like, the isometric view, the, like, plan view of everything.
So this is really hell, not purgatory.
Well, purgatory is a waiting zone, waiting area.
Why is he waiting forever?
Some people stay in purgatory forever.
Sometimes you have to stay in purgatory forever, and it's your own hell.
Exactly. It's your personal hell.
Okay.
But in, like, the real life, his issue was he wasn't opening up to people. And so this is forcing him to open doors.
Metaphor. Forced metaphor.
Gotta read this movie.
Really,
man.
Shitty metaphor.
Yeah.
Let's do the forest one first. Also, that movie actually is a movie.
What movie?
The Watcher in the Woods.
Yeah, I know it is.
Oh, I didn't.
Yeah, I watched it like a dozen times when I was a kid.
Ah, shit.
It's actually really creepy, too. There's this whole scene in that movie. Okay, Watcher in the Woods. We did this movie title last week. So, this movie, there's this one scene where there's this girl and she's walking through, like, this pond.
Bruh.
And she, like, falls into the pond, and then the caretaker sees her fall in and goes up with a stick and starts, like, bashing her with this stick. And it turns out she was actually trying to, like, get her out of the water, but her sister thought she was trying to drown her. And it's, the whole movie's really weird. We gotta watch it.
Okay.
We really gotta watch it sometime.
But we have to make our version that's better.
Yes. Yeah.
Next question!
Brr.
Five. I'm reading.
Cinco. Oh, this is not this week's questions.
That's last week's questions.
This is getting a little messy.
Alright, number five. Okay, this is also last week's. This is another week's. Where are the questions?
This week's questions.
Okay. Oh, we're doing the word-by-word story topic.
So the word-by-word story topic is brought to you by Keith, and the topic is brought to you by Megan. Megan's giving us the topic this week.
Imprisoned fish? It's either impoverished fish?
Imprisoned.
It's imprisoned fish.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're doing a word? Oh, God.
One-word story.
We have to do this for 10 minutes?
I think we'll do it for... Two?
Okay, we'll see how far we can go.
Maybe we'll stretch one of the other questions. Who wants to
start? I've never done this before.
You've never done a one-word story?
I understand the concept. Okay.
We'll do a test of a one-word story, and then we'll do the one-word story. Okay. That way we can fill 10 minutes.
All right.
Okay, so I...
am...
a...
very...
handsome...
lame...
who...
should...
not...
be...
alive.
Oh, damn it! I was trying to set you up for single.
Okay, we'll do one more. We'll do one more. Okay. This is fun. Here, you can start this time.
Once
upon
a
time,
there
was
7
ugly
Andrews.
They
died.
Of, I already know what you're gonna say.
Overeating.
Because
eating
isn't
a
hobby.
The
end.
Yay! I don't know if we're going to be able to do this about an imprisoned fish.
we can do some multiple
episodes. Okay, all right. Let's try this out.
Imprisoned fish. Okay, ready? I'll start. There
once
was
a
little
fish.
His
name
was
Schmeldon.
Schmeldon
decided
one
day
to
rob
a
orphanage.
He
got
a
machine gun.
It's got real dark. And
several
small
grenades.
He
hijacked
a
airplane
and
drove
it
into
the
orphanage.
He
survived
the
crash
and
was
not
able
to
evade
the
FBI
that
were
in
the
building. So...
I feel like we're going to need to get a transcript of this.
Probably. So.
No, you said building.
Building.
Schmeldon.
Decided.
That.
He.
Would.
Go.
Down.
On.
The
FBI
in
prison. Oh, that was terrible.
Should we do another one?
Yeah, we should probably do another one. Okay, let's do another one. You want to do the same topic or a different topic?
No, same topic, man.
Okay, so
another chronicle. It's
imprisoned fish.
Imprisoned fish.
Okay, imprisoned fish. Schmeldon part 2.
Alright. No, I feel like different story.
Oh, we're gonna start fresh.
Yeah, it's fresh story.
Okay.
Should I start?
Yeah, I started the last one.
Long
ago.
There
was
a
large
fish
named
Schmeldon.
He hijacked the plane.
We just repeat, except the only different word is big.
It's a large fish.
It's a large fish. Okay. Oh, so his name is Schmeldon. You're up.
Name Schmeldon. Schmeldon
regretted
eating
several
small
Schmeldons.
He
suddenly
regurgitated
the
Schmeldons.
Unfortunately,
He
didn't
calculate
that
he
would
also
regurgitate
his
breakfast.
How's this get him in prison?
I'm trying to use my bro telepathy.
Schmeldon
turned
evil
and
went
on
a
killing
spree
at
the
aquarium.
He
used
his
grandfather's
Bowie
knife
and
attacked
all
the
sharks.
Little
tiny
sharks.
Schmeldon
didn't
like
the
sharks.
Oh man. One
shark
was
big
and
hungry
and
huge.
So
he
called
the
FBI.
The
FBI
came
to
the
aquarium
and
arrested
who? Whom? Oh, wait, that's a question. Arrested someone.
The someone. Oh, the. Sorry. The.
Someone
was
undisclosed.
Because
its
name
was
Schmeldon.
Okay, we're gonna do one more. We're gonna do one more. These are so stupid.
I wonder why our listeners think that we're dumb.
I wonder why our listeners listen to us.
I do too.
Yeah.
If you're a listener and you listen to us, please send me a text message. So that I actually know that you care. Because honestly, I can't.
It fills the void a little bit.
No, I just want to know if I should bother or if I should just, like, you know, lie in the bed and, like, look at the ceiling and slip slowly into madness.
Lane says this daily.
Grinch quotes.
Doesn't mean you don't say it daily.
I don't say it daily.
Third story. This one is about Schmeldon in prison.
Okay.
Schmeldon.
Prepared.
His
body
for
immediate
immediate?
He prepared his body for immediate what?
Aggression.
The
jailer
would
beat
him
regularly
with
a
baton
made
from
octopus
arms.
Schmeldon
didn't
like
being
beat
with
a
baton
made
from
octopus
arms.
So
he
built
a
shiv.
From.
Oh, he got me. Sharks.
Arms.
I was going for teeth, but you know, arms works too. Sharks, arms. When.
The.
Jailer.
Came.
And.
Beat.
Schmeldon.
Schmeldon.
Pulled.
Out.
His.
Shiv.
And.
Gutted.
The.
Jailer.
With
his
shiv.
The
jailer
died.
But
managed
to
pull
his
alarm?
Pull his alarm?
Pull his whistle
out
of
his
fin.
And
blow.
Blue?
Blow. No, blow. He managed to pull his whistle out and blow.
Into
the
whistle.
Summoning
the
other
jailers.
The
other
jailers
beat
Melton
to
a
pulp. The
end. I should have said the.
Yeah, you're hesitating though. Well, that was a one-word story. Hey, look, we filled 10 minutes.
3 episodes of Schmeldon.
Listen next week for more Schmeldon.
Schmeldon adventure. Same Schmeldon time. Same Schmeldon channel.
Oh. I just feel like those started off fun, but got real bad near the end.
We didn't really talk about anything that terrible, except driving a plane into an orphanage.
But he got caught by the FBI.
Yeah, yep.
Then he went down on the FBI. Oh, dear.
Hey, man, you said that, not me.
You said part of it.
I only said half of it. And I said the half that wasn't going.
I don't know. We should probably get a transcription of all this.
We will.
Yeah, let's do one more, and then we'll take a break.
Please create a transcript of this episode and send it to us at peoplesaywords@gmail.com.
We'll give you a shout out.
We will give you a shout out. We will invite you to be a guest star.
And we'll give you a shout out.
The bar for being invited on a guest star is very low.
Currently, pretty much anybody.
Pretty much anyone who says, hey, I'll go talk about
except for Christian. He was a very esteemed guest star.
No, he wasn't. He was the first one to say yes.
You want him to come back again?
Yeah.
Oh my god. This is the way I do all the PR. Ready? Here we go.
Love you, Christian!
3. Would you rather be famous? Would you rather be the famous author of the Twilight movies? I assume she means books. Would you rather be the famous author of the Twilight books or the famous writer for every Nickelback song? This is from Jessica.
For me, it's whatever pays more. I don't care what it is. If I get paid to do something shitty, I don't care what it is.
Okay.
So,
I'm going to go on the level of respect.
Right.
And go Twilight books.
Really? Do people hate Nickelback that much?
I feel like, well, more Canadians respect. There is more respect for the Twilight books from girls between the ages of 10 and 30.
Not now. Than people. Not anymore.
Not anymore.
So, but not, if not anymore.
I'd rather not be involved with Nickelback.
Is Nickelback that bad?
They're just.
What's wrong with them? Like, I don't listen to any music.
It's terrible music.
Okay, right. That's fair. Lots of people.
And it's like, they're Canadian. Okay. And they're esteemed Canadian musicians.
And everyone hates
them.
And
it's like, ugh. That's our esteemed Canadian musician?
No, Justin Bieber is our esteemed Canadian musician.
Is Bieber Canadian?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yes. Don't you remember that picture of him standing with Stephen Harper with, like, the toque?
And the overalls!
Yeah! He's Canadian!
Oh, good God.
Isn't that sad?
Oh, man, we make bad art.
Yep. We got Avril Lavigne. She's not bad. Mike Myers?
Oh, yeah, Mike Myers, Jim Carrey, and, oh my gosh, blanking. Star Trek. Stephen Shatner.
William Shatner.
Thank you. Where does he say Stephen
Shatner? I don't know. Probably because you've never probably seen an episode of Star Trek in your life.
I have. My dad and my sister are both Trekkies, and I grew up watching it.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember much of it, but I grew up watching it.
Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't really care, because if I was, like, it's like, you know how people bash Adam Sandler for making those shitty movies?
Okay, we're going to go alternate universe for a second here.
Sure.
Let's say that you actually care what people think of you.
I would go with the Nickelback one, just because the whole Nickelback thing seems like a giant circle jerk, in my opinion. Even if they make terrible music, is it really that offensive?
It's not offensive at all.
No, but I mean, I just...
Now here's another question for you.
Yeah.
Totally, it's taking deep roots of that question out, like the name's out of the title, but keeping it in. Would you rather be a famous book author or a famous music writer, like lyric writer from bands?
Probably I'd rather be famous for books or for music. Probably for books, because I understand books more than I understand music.
Exactly.
That's
I'd rather be a famous author of books than
But what I was saying about Nickelback is that it's not too bad because it's not like the worst thing I've ever heard, right?
You never listened to Nickelback before.
I don't. Like, Wait, hold on. We just gonna put on a Nickelback song?
In the background?
Yeah, why not?
Just put in worst Nickelback song.
Worst Nickelback.
Oh, look, it even comes up. Comes up all by itself.
Okay, that guy does.
Oh, yeah, this song. This song is awful.
Hold on.
Lane's going to listen to this Nickelback song. He's listening to Photograph by Nickelback.
It's just so like forced.
I can understand why people don't like this, but it sounds like music.
Lane, you don't listen to music, period. Like, well, you listen to music. That's not fair. You listen to a very specific niche of music. You don't listen to, like, the average bands that everyone listens to.
That's why this is completely alien to me. But if I'm going to
be... What is the most normal band you listen to? What is the most normal...
Say something, I'm giving up on you.
Okay, not the songs that you listen to in your memes. Like, actual, like... What's a band you listen to every single song of their album? If you ever listen to an album, you know what an album is?
I do know what an anal bum cover is. the only like
you can't even think of one.
Is Voltaire still a thing?
Oh my gosh.
I like him. I like his work. He writes goth opera.
Voltaire. And that, ladies and gentlemen,
I listen to weird music. I've got
an example of Lane's taste in music.
That's why this question really doesn't matter because, like, I don't care how shitty the author is or the music. Like, that's why I would pick the music because I actually hate Twilight. Twilight's fucking stupid and poorly written. But like, if I listen to Nickelback, I'm like, okay, it might be bad, but it's not. It's not like I'm not offended by listening to this. There's some songs where I listen to him and I'm like, ew, gross.
I guess it's true. People don't really hate the writing so much of Nickelback because they do hate the music of Nickelback. I think more so.
Wait, like the sound music?
Yeah, the sound. Yeah, the sound that music makes.
I don't know, man. These questions don't make sense.
It doesn't make no sense, man. Hey, make no sense.
So this question isn't really relevant to me.
No. It's okay, though. It still works.
I can like whatever fucking music I want to, bitch.
No one's getting mad at you, Lane. Calm down. Or... Put the knife down, Lane!
Stabbing sound. Plasma sound.
Skiffy sound. Skiffy sound.
I also listen to musicals. The most recent musical I've been listening
to. That actually shocks me that you listen to musicals.
I like... They're usually super dark.
Not a lot of them.
Sweeney Todd, Les Mis, Phantom of the Opera, Cats.
Congratulations, you've named the four most famous musicals ever.
Yeah, I like them.
Can you name 10 musicals?
Yes.
Next question. Let's see if Lane can name 10 musicals.
Cats,
Phantom of the Opera, Sweeney Todd, Les Mis. You got 6 more.
See, it's pressure. I don't like pressure.
You have a
give me like
minute 20 seconds.
Minute and 20? I've got to name 6 more?
Yeah. Now you got a minute and...
Shut up! You're putting pressure on me! I don't know how to perform under pressure. I have performance anxiety.
Is that why your sexual
Shut up.
Is kind of
Shut
like,
up. No, it's because I'm a weirdo and I don't like contemporary music, you dick.
6.
Do
you want to start counting down when we hit 30?
You know what's funny? I'm completely drawing a blank.
You cannot name 6 more musicals. This coming from the man that just said, I love musicals.
I love dark musicals. Can they be movies that are mostly musical?
No, they have to be musicals.
Wicked.
They can name me musicals that I've spoken
Shut
about
the
last bunch.
Shut the fuck up. Seussical. Annie.
The most well-known musicals.
Does Moulin Rouge count?
Yes. I'll give it to you.
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, the musical. It's technically a musical.
You got 2 seconds.
Oh, I can't think of any, Morty.
1 second.
It's okay.
Lane failed to name 10 musicals, and one of his nine were Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
David Hasselhoff sings it.
Oh.
It's fucking hilarious. You know,
this is the second time Diesel Hasselhoff has come up on our podcast.
Did David Hasselhoff come up in our podcast?
Wait, that wasn't David Hasselhoff.
Dazed Hasselhoff?
Dazed Boopalbop.
I think we were talking about a fictional character.
No. Is he gay? David Hasselhoff?
No.
Oh.
Neil Patrick Harris?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
You're confusing Neil Patrick? Oh, so you're going to judge me.
Oh, God.
On not knowing.
Shouldn't have made a mistake.
But you don't know the difference between David.
Okay, let's take a break.
We're taking a break.
See you soon, everybody.
A permanent break. Activate the adventure browser. We're back. Oh, wait, no, we don't. Do we have a real fake sponsor this? Should we go for the fake sponsor?
We should just go another thank you for...
Thank you, Grandmaster Toby, for sponsoring this week's episode.
This week's episode and next week's and the week's after are brought to you by...
Toby. All hail Toby.
Toby. All hail...
Toby.
And... Schmeldon.
And Schmeldon. Toby Schmeldon. They're all the same person.
Did you rule the last one?
Yeah.
Oh, should we tell them what we did on our break?
I drank and opened up another beer. Oh, we watched David Hasselhoff performing in Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
And it was terrible.
It's pretty terrible.
It's terrible.
Please go watch it. It's hilarious. It's like,
do yourself a favor and don't.
Don't watch it. Do it.
It is
look at this
awful.
Face. But it's
okay. We both agree. He is an amazing singer voice.
He's good at the.
He is terrible at acting.
Just look at this.
It
does look.
Oh, he's
look at him. He's beautiful.
Oh, he's awful. So don't
do.
Don't.
Okay, if you go and watch Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde starring
Dazed Hasselhoff,
send an email to
People Say Words
and tell Andrew that he's wrong about not understanding
But it's terrible! Look at that mouth! He's got boogers coming out of his nose! He's awful!
It's beautiful. It's pure beauty. No. All right. Question go.
It's my turn. You rolled the last one, didn't you?
Okay, sure. Why not? Our first drop of the day. Three. We haven't done one reroll.
No, we have.
Oh,
this was the first one.
What?
This is a reroll. We already did 3.
No, we only did one. We did one.
No, we did 3 as well. Would you rather be famous?
Oh, okay. Yep. Alright.
1. So.
Okay, wait. Are we down to 2?
6.
Then just do the highest one that we haven't done.
Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay. So... Oh, here's a good one.
Okay, go.
This is brought to you by Shelby. If you were stranded on a desert island, which 3 people would you pick to be with you as to better your chances of being rescued? Why them? This is brought to you by Shelby, and Megan puts in quotes underneath, note from Megan. Andrew, I will not be offended if you don't pick me.
Okay.
So
I've got a checkmate. I want you to name yours.
No, you go first. I read the question.
Oh, man, but I've... Okay, well, personally, it doesn't matter which other... Actually, no, wait. 3? 3 people?
3 people you get to pick.
Vladimir Putin, Donald Trump, and the Queen of England.
These 3 people are going to help you escape the island?
No, but every goddamn person on the planet is going to be searching for them.
You clever little biatch.
And it also gives me the chance. Well, no, I probably wouldn't be able to fight Putin. I could probably fight Trump.
But Putin might, like, ring in for him, though.
No, oh, yeah.
But the Queen would be on your side. You could tag out for the Queen.
I don't know how good the Queen fighting
is. I don't think the Queen...
So, yeah. Desert Island, the Queen of England, Donald Trump, Vladimir Putin.
Okay.
Doesn't matter what.
I can't use the same answer as you because that's a really good answer.
That's me just like checkmate.
Yeah, so I actually need to pick like people. So I'm gonna pick the guy from Survivor Man.
Okay.
I'm gonna pick my wife, so that way if we never get off the island, I can still
You can say goodbye.
I can say goodbye, like, just that, to the person I love the most.
And life. Also, you can, you know, trap her on an island.
Yeah.
So it's like, you're not also dead on the island, she's also dead on the island.
Although I feel like if I didn't pick her, she would do everything in her power to get me off the island.
That's good.
So it's kind of like a two-way street if I did pick her or didn't pick her. But I would pick her. So her, Survivor Man, and third person.
David Hasselhoff.
No, you know what? I would probably pick Keith S.
Who's Keith S?
Keith.
Oh, Keith. You could have just said Keith then. Okay, that's...
Because Keith is probably the most resourceful and intelligent person when it comes to makeshift building and structures that I know personally.
Mm.
Like, he can build anything out of anything with almost nothing.
All right, here's a question. Can we pick fictional characters?
Let's do another one. Alternate universe.
Alternate universe with
fictional characters. I already got mine picked. I got one picked.
Okay.
I got two picked. Wait, how fictional? Like,
yeah, like any fiction.
Okay.
I'm gonna go with the Doctor.
Done.
Rick Sanchez from Rick and Morty. And at this point, I'm probably just going to pick a character that I want to meet, because I'm pretty sure that the Doctor and Rick could pretty much do anything.
Yep.
Although
you don't have Rick's flying machine and you don't have the Doctor's box.
Rick made
the TARDIS.
Well, okay, that's fair. That's fair about the TARDIS, but...
You don't have the TARDIS and you don't have Rick's flying machine.
Yeah, but Rick made a pilotable robot suit with only a couple months.
Wait, was that the episode when he's in the mini?
Yeah.
So... Wait, it was like a robot.
It was a robot!
But you couldn't fly it.
No, but I'm pretty sure he could build a boat.
But he couldn't get out of the miniverse.
Yeah, but he could probably get off a desert island.
Okay, carry on.
Who do I want to meet, fiction-wise? Jesus.
You picked Jesus.
I picked walk on water.
You just walk on water.
I'm just gonna, like, you know, piggyback him.
Yeah. Jesus, can you pick me up?
Yeah.
Clever.
So that's my fictional. both options, I'm like, I don't even want to pay attention to the island. I also feel, I bet Vladimir Putin could probably handle some outdoors activities.
He's white as hell, though.
Yeah, but he's Russian as hell.
Yeah, okay.
Have you seen him, like, shirtless? He's ripped for a president.
I never.
He's pretty, like, yeah, he's...
See that recent video that SNL put out of, like...
I haven't seen anything SNL.
Oh, it's so good. There's this, like, Trump speech, and he's talking about the pee-pee video. Trump's, like, the guy who plays Trump, whatever, I can't remember his name now.
Isn't it Alec Baldwin?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
So Alec Baldwin's playing Trump, and he's talking about all this stuff, and he's like... Someone's like, oh, what about the PP video or whatever?
Mm.
And he's like, oh, no, nothing about the PP video, blah, blah, blah. He goes on. And he's like, other media people, what else would you like to answer? And this guy dressed up as, like, Putin without a shirt on walks up and he asks something about, like, the U.S.-American relations and the hacking.
Mm.
And, like, Trump's like, oh, you know, we were hacked by Russia, blah, 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 blah. And then the guy who's playing Putin holds up this... VHS tape that says PP video on it, and he goes, but that's all a lie. It's just like
PP video, because that's because allegedly, air quotation marks, Trump paid a prostitute to pee on him. That's what it is.
Is that really? I don't know that.
Well, what do you think PP video is?
Well, I don't know. I just thought it was funny.
Oh, no. Apparently, there's allegations that Trump had a prostitute pay for a golden shower.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
is that how he turned orange.
Was her
like?
She probably had jaundice then,
Or she ate too many carrots.
No, he ate too many carrots.
Well, they both ate too many carrots.
If you have actually, I don't think jaundice changes the color of your pee either. So we're probably both wrong.
Yep.
This is one of those we're just saying words,
but we're experts in them. But we're not.
If at any time you're listening to this podcast and you think these two people are a bunch of idiots, no. We're just saying words.
And if at any time you think that, wow, these guys are really knowledgeable about things, no,
We're just saying words.
We're mostly making this up as we go.
But
we're confident.
If you ever are listening to this podcast and you're like, hey, I want to take that Lane guy out for coffee.
I would love to give him a call and show him a thing or two.
About words.
And
send an email or something.
Yeah, I really like to date that Lane guy.
Yep. That's an option.
That is an option on the table. And if you're like, hey, I really want to date that Andrew guy, maybe Lane's better. Maybe Lane would be the better choice.
Also, Andrew's married, so that's not
exactly
an option.
That's
so
why I'm saying
it would be the better choice, technically.
It would be the better choice.
I'm like Andrew Light with a beard.
Andrew Light and a really good mustache. Not right now, though.
No,
it's kind of all over the place.
Yeah, because I didn't put gel in it.
And you've
so
been
it looks
touching
like
it nonstop. It looks like.
It just looks like a caterpillar is eating my mouth. So wait, what are your fictional characters?
So originally I was gonna say Aquaman.
That's a good one. That's smart.
And then I was gonna say Superman because he can just fly me back.
Yeah, okay. Points. You get points for that. That's
so
points.
Aquaman, Superman, and then my third character, I'd probably just like get Aquaman to take me back.
Alternate dimension.
But then I would bring Batman to the island as well and watch Batman and Superman fight in live action. And just
while Aquaman takes you on like a chariot.
Yeah, Aquaman takes me back.
You know, I like it.
And I need to watch this battle of Batman and Superman on the island.
I like how you stick within the DC universe.
Yeah.
Wait, what was my third one? The Doctor.
Jesus.
Oh, right, Jesus. I went for Rick and Morty, the Bible, and Doctor Who.
Very smooth. Very smooth. All right, we got one more question, and then it's game over.
The Pope is suing us. No!
Here we go.
What's the last one?
Oh, right. You almost rolled the die.
I almost. What
it's
did we...
two.
Two? Would you rather live in the house of your dreams, but it doesn't have internet access, or your current home for the rest of your life? From Jessica again.
Thanks, Jessica.
Jessica deployed several would you rather missiles to us. So, dream house but no internet. Or this house forever?
Yeah, this apartment.
Fuck, that's a hard one, actually. The dream house. I love how whenever it's like these hypothetical questions, I'm always thinking of weird ways I can like
get around it.
It's like, can my dream house have a teleportation pad to another house
that has the internet? It's not really that great of a house, but it's a room that has internet.
I need the internet, man.
Would you rather live...
Wait, does my dream house... Well, can my dream house contain, like, everything that I need forever?
It's your dream house.
It's my dream
Everything's
house.
Everything's in it you want.
I still feel like I would need the internet, though. I would still need the internet.
You know my answer?
What?
So you're choosing to live here forever. You're gonna live in great old Marple.
It's not the worst. The bar for me living in places is not very high.
Right now, we're hitting almost an all-time high. Not the highest, but an all-time high.
It was technically true, but once again...
It's above 50%.
Like it's like 3%, 5%, and it's like, oh, 7%, wow, impressive. Very, very exciting.
Our place isn't that bad.
It's not that bad. But
minus the guy that was yelling all those curse words at me when I went out and took
Living here forever. Living here forever. That's...
Yeah.
That's a difficult one. Now, have you found some sort of genie way of getting around? What's your genie way of getting around this?
So, I'm going to have my dream house. Mm. And it's going to have no internet. I'm going to live in my dream house.
Next door there's internet?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to live down the street from a Starbucks. And I'm just going to walk to Starbucks every day. Buy a coffee, sit down, do my interneting.
Yeah, but see, that works for you, but I like gaming.
Yeah, I used to love online gaming. But you know what? There's enough other stuff for me now that I get by without it. Especially when you're married and you want to have kids.
Yeah, but, you know, what about Overwatch? Like... Sure, marriage and emotional fulfillment is good.
Here's another question: would you rather have a life partner,
yeah,
or play Overwatch forever.
Ooh, Overwatch, hands down, bud. Easy.
Okay, so you're never going to have sex again. You're never going to have a life partner. You're just going to play Overwatch.
Dude, but how's my KD ratio? Is my KD...
super good. It's top. Yeah, like, you're in the top 100.
Yes. Overwatch.
So all those ladies that really want to date Lane...
Too late!
Overwatch has already taken
I'm
your spot.
I'm playing Overwatch too much. Cries in Spanish.
Oh, that's too bad.
I'm like
I know you internet
drip.
A lot.
I'm
I
IV
know.
Drip into the internet.
But you know what? I'm actually really, what's actually really nice about not having internet would be like, because my work, for example, follows me everywhere I go.
Yeah.
If I came home and I didn't have internet, my work could not follow me home.
But wouldn't that make your work very difficult?
It would be okay with me. I would create an automatic email response on my email account that just said, I don't have internet home. If you would like to contact me, call me or text me.
But like,
I know people that do that actually.
Yeah, but I but think of it this way. Wouldn't that not possibly close doors for you?
Yeah, a little bit. But you know what?
It
would open my marriage more. Oh, look at that peak. Buddy.
That's like the one peak. No, I've got a better answer.
Okay.
Dream house. I live next to an internet bar or internet cafe or one of those like game.
No. The rule is you can't get internet in your house at all.
No, I live next to an internet cafe.
So you just walk across the street.
Just walk across the street?
24-hour internet cafe.
Eh, even if it wasn't 24-hour, if it was like late night, I could probably handle it.
That'd be, yeah, I'd do something like that. Anything where I could get 24 hours and there wasn't like a bunch of weirdos in it. Sure.
I would be able to deal with the weirdos. No, because like those gaming places where you can go and play video games.
But you've seen those like memes on Facebook where those guys like bring their desktop into McDonald's and they order lunch and they sit down with their desktop.
I feel like that's very, very stretched because you probably wouldn't be getting a very good connection in there.
I have seen a guy on the Vancouver transit system with a desktop computer set up on the bus.
What was he plugging into?
He had a battery with him. It was battery in his lap and a monitor in his lap and a mouse on his leg. And he was like doing a bunch of like stuff. I don't know.
Hey man.
And I was just like, I was like,
if you can't afford a laptop, don't judge.
What?
Some people can't afford a laptop.
Have you ever seen that though?
No.
Somebody sitting with a desktop on a bus?
I would do it. I will do it with my adopted stepson. I have a computer that I call my adopted stepson now.
Because it's a little slow.
Wow, that actually made me laugh out loud. Alright, that's People Say Words.
Episode
back
11.
To life. Brought back by the Arcane Magics, brought to you by
Toby. This episode should
the
be
necromancer.
Called Toby.
I feel like penis fingers would be better.
more clickbaity. We'll get them. We'll get them with clue.
Penis fingers, brackets.
Toby. I don't think he would appreciate that.
I don't think that he realizes what he has brought upon himself. Alright, so yeah, that's our show. We're done here. Send us an email. Tell your friends.
Words,
tell your grandma. Tell your other friends. Tell your
coworkers. Follow us on Facebook. Like us on Reddit.
Find me on OKCupid.
Have a good night, guys.